Good morning, everybody. Today is our new radio session. We are going to talk about sustainable development goals that were decided in summit that were done in New York in 25th, 26th, and 27th of September, where they went more than 115 leaders. Today, we are going to talk about sustainable development goal 8, which is the one that works for the achievement of decent work for everyone and economic growth. In order to talk about the topic, we are invited Antonio Guterres, who is the General Secretary in the UN, United Nations. Welcome to our radio, Antonio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Antonio, what are the objectives of goal 8?
There are 5 main targets and they are following ones. The first one is that we should be able to offer more creative works for people to motivate them into their maximum potential. The second one is that we have to try not to ruin the green space or nature when we are building up new workplace. The third one is that we must make jobs safer for disabled people and migrant workers. The fourth one is that we have to try lower the rate of the employed and we should make sure that young people can study if they want to. And the last one is that children should be at the school and not working.
Antonio, what is done in Gipuzkoa?
In Gipuzkoa, there are some projects. Eusko Jaurlaritza, which is the Basque government, and Lanbide, which is an association that matches jobs with workers, has started a new project, which is called Elkarrekin Lanean. That is a line which facilitates work promotion and the laboral insertion. Eusko Jaurlaritza gave 740,000 million euros to this project for people to work. On 20th January, there will be a general strike with intention of improving working conditions for everybody. Salaries are frozen and people work longer hours than as they should. In my opinion, Eusko Jaurlaritza is doing what it can because the new Spanish work minister has raised the minimum wage 950 euros in 2020 in 40 days. People is very happy with this decision.
But we can take action now. Can you explain us how?
Yes, sure. There are some ways to take action and make a difference. I will tell you some of them. Learn the laws to protect yourselves and your community by learning about your rights as a worker. Vote with your dollar to support workers' work, and a way to do this is buying fair trade products. Support economic empowerment projects. Maybe you want to donate to a cause that supports labor rights. Join a cause. If you learn about the workers, you show your support for a cause you believe in. And to finish, we can learn about the cycle of poverty, supporting an aspect of this by campaigning for the equal rights.
Which are the consequences of inaction?
There are 3 consequences of inaction, and they are the following ones. The first one is that if we don't give the opportunity of working to everybody, we won't reach to stop the poverty cycle. The second one is that if we don't do anything, 168 of children won't have access to meet education, to meet health. And the last one is that we are destroying our ecosystem because if not chasing economic sustainable development.
Thank you for coming and sharing this information with all of us listeners.
Thank you and goodbye.
Remember that we'll connect live next Thursday at 10 a.m. Have a nice week and goodbye.